The EV market has cooled as incentives like federal tax credits have expired. But here in California, Governor Newsom's new budget aims to bring back the state's EV rebate program. We're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, good morning. The EV rebate program was a success the first time around. Did it spur sales?
Yes, it did. It helped out in California. You know, there was a $7,500 rebate. We also had federal tax credits as well going in there. So, yeah, it helped spur sales. The problem is in the last couple of years, the market is kind of flattened as sort of the people have bought them, and there's not a big encouragement for people to buy them now. It seems to have sort of plateaued for a while. Also, the feds have pulled back on their rebates. The Trump administration's not a big EV fan, and so they have pulled back on it, and so it's making it more expensive for people to buy electric vehicles. Now, Newsom is trying to get that, jumpstart that trend of buying EVs again, and he's setting aside $200 million in the current budget to sort of restart California's fund to rebate for lower and moderate income people to buy EVs so that everybody can get them, not just people going up and down the Silicon Highway.
What's in this for the governor?
Well, let's take a look at that. That's an interesting question. He's been a big advocate for this, both as tech and California being an EV market where we make them in Fremont, but also because of the politics of it, saying no to the Trump administration, we're going to make up for whatever they do. And he's been trying to do this repeatedly. Now, what's in it for him is this is a one-time set aside. And that one time will nicely run until he's out of office and running for president. So basically, he's in some ways, he's doing that old adage. If you've got a problem, you can either fix it with a long-term solution or fix it temporarily and hand it off to the next guy and gal who takes your place. But you get to keep rolling.
Well, let's say Gavin Newsom is running for president. He can then campaign on, I'm the guy who brought EV credits back to California.
Absolutely. And he can. And whether or not, you know, how long it lasts and such like that remains to be seen. But yes, he can and he will. And this comes at a time when California has gone from, you know, mega surpluses to a deficits. We either have an $18 billion or an $8 billion deficit pending. But nonetheless, he's decided to make this a priority. Now, I've got to ask, though, however, if it's really going to stimulate sales of EVs, people that buy EVs tend to be at the higher income level, so it's been tough to get them to down into moderate and lower incomes, because a lot of times an EV is somebody's second car, especially if it's a family. You have one car that's a hybrid or a gas guzzler, and the other one is the electric. The other thing is, at the same time, is that remember the sticker program that allowed EVs to go on the diamond lanes and zip down the highways has ended. Now, my question is, what's a bigger incentive? A couple of bucks in the bank or being able to zip around in the HOV lanes? That might be a real way to get people to back to buying them, but I'm not sure that has the political punch, as you note, of being able to say, I'm the guy that brought them back, the rebates back. That's got a better bang for the dollar and a better mile per gallon politically.